Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Okay, I'd like to welcome Roz Moriarty to the show. She works with an Indigenous art and design group and has won an award in the Australian 2012 Year of Reading campaign with the work she's done on the Nungala project. Welcome to the show, Roz.
Hi, thank you very much for having me.
Now, this is a non-profit initiative, isn't it, to relieve poverty and disadvantage, amongst the Australian Indigenous children and their families?
It is. The book that you referred to is called Listening to Country, and it was published by Allen and Unwin a couple of years ago and is now part of the Year of Reading this year, 2012. And one of the reasons for publishing was to take the Australian reader deep inside traditional Aboriginal Australia, which wasn't something that people generally in Australia have the opportunity to experience. So that was possible because my husband John is Aboriginal from the Gulf of Carpentaria, really, really remote. Mm. And as part of that process of writing a couple of kids' books more recently, we've set up the Nungala Project, which, as you say, aims to alleviate disadvantage in remote communities. So in remote communities, the disadvantage is often very extreme, more so than we realise as Australians living lives predominantly in the city.
Mm. Now, you're preparing under 5-year-olds, aren't you, for literacy and numeracy, and I guess offering them a better chance of reaching, basic Australian educational benchmarks.
Yeah, so one part of the Nungala Project is an initiative called Indie Kindy, which is pre-literacy development for under fives. And the statistics show us that 2/3 of Aboriginal 8-year-olds throughout Australia are not meeting benchmarks for Australian kids in reading, writing and counting. So we're pitching to the youngest of the age group, believing that if you can help parents prepare their own children better to school, then they'll have a greater chance of being retained at school and succeeding early at school. And it's pretty tough. If children don't succeed early on at school, it's quite tough to keep their interest, and especially in remote communities where there are all sorts of other social issues happening. So that's what our focus is, to try to have our local staff, so it's all about local sustainability, to have our local staff, local mums themselves, prepare the local parents in the community to help their own children get ready for school.
Now, you're also using football and soccer, aren't you, to kind of improve, I guess, school attendance with the under 6, 8 and 10-year-old boys and girls. Tell us a little bit about that.
We are. So another part of the Nungala Project is John Moriarty football. And my husband, John Moriarty, was the first Aboriginal player selected for the Socceroos a long time back. And his initiative that we're developing through Nungala is to prepare under 6, 8s and 10s, as you say, boys and girls, with world-class soccer training. So we've got terrific coaches in there, we've got local coaches, we've got teenagers in the community being prepared as accredited coaches to take a leadership role with the younger kids from the town.
It really is smart thinking, and that's what Mind Food's all about. I also want to talk to you a little bit about the Bungee Travel, which is to mobilise a travel and corporate volunteer workforce to really help deliver those projects.
The goal of Bungee Travel is really to help us mobilise a workforce to help us deliver these not-for-profit projects, so the literacy for the under-5s, the football for the under-10s, and also to give people, both international travellers as well as Australians, the chance to go and volunteer for a week or so in an Aboriginal community. So they'll help us with the literacy in the mornings, they'll help us with the football in the afternoons, with the local staff, local coaches, local kids, 80 kids on the oval 3 times a week, 70 kids now registered under 5 in the reading. Right. And then on the weekend, they'll go with a local family employed by the project to take them out on a dreaming weekend. So they'll go to a dreaming site, they'll hear the stories.
Thank you for being on today's show, Roz. It's a wonderful thing that you're doing there.
Thank you very much. It's really lovely to talk with you, and I love your mag. It's great.
Oh, good on you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.